morning. Well, hope your morning is as beautiful as mine. If you're just waking up, get comfy on that couch, guys, with your favorite drink, be it a tea, coffee, juice, water, whatever it is. Because this conversation is going to get really interesting and will leave you all in awe. Because we have two wonderful, inspiring guests, Sandra Dinka and Eileen Agata, in studio today. Thank you, Sandra and Eileen, for joining me live in studio at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo in conversation with Rashmi, bringing you your community stories.
Thank you. It's so awesome. It is so fun,
and we are going to have lots of fun on the show today. Who do I start with? I'm not sure. Both of you have been so fabulous in what you've been doing. But Sandra, I'll begin with you. Your journey has been in the last couple of months. Well, you were crowned the 50th Miss Oktoberfest in October of last year.
Yeah, still can't believe it. Still can't believe it.
Can you take us back to where and how this whole journey began?
Yes, absolutely. So kind of different probably than most people, I would say. I heard about Miss Oktoberfest. I mean, of course, I grew up in the region, so I knew a lot about Oktoberfest, and my family was quite involved in that. We attended every year when I was little, and that was pretty much the extent of what I knew. I knew that Miss Oktoberfest was someone who was involved in the festival, and pretty much that was it. So one of my friends, who's actually a past Miss O, Lindsay Coulter, shout out if you're listening, she posted about a week before applications were due, actually, that if you are a woman between the ages of 19 and 28 and you want to be part of an amazing community and catapult your career and get involved in local community, you should run for this role. And I kind of was like, my interest was piqued when I saw her post. But then I went online and I saw what Miss Oktoberfest actually does throughout the year. So yes, I knew that I was going to be an ambassador of the festival, or whoever got chosen as Miss Oktoberfest would be. But then for the rest of the year, there's so much community involvement that really, really intrigued me. And it's different every year for kind of every Miss O. So that was kind of what I was like, okay, maybe I should do this. And yeah, I actually talked myself out of it.
So because if I remember correctly, you have been a tennis player in the past.
Yep.
You always felt the burden of, you know, identity and competition. You stayed away from it in some way or the other. So how did you get yourself into this to go for it?
So it's actually a story that I'm so proud of. So I talked myself out of it, and I basically came up with every single excuse. I didn't tell anybody, didn't tell my family, didn't tell my boyfriend, didn't tell anybody that I wanted to do this.
Okay.
And the last day, I actually set an alarm at noon, and the application was due at midnight. So I set an alarm at noon. At this point, I hadn't even asked anybody to be my sponsor, because you need to find a sponsor as well. And I set an alarm at noon, and I was working, and the alarm went off, and I was like, okay, I guess I missed my time slot to do this. So it's not going to happen, and it is what it is. And then I was driving home from work that day. It was like 9 p.m. Application is due in 3 hours, okay? And I told my boyfriend that I was thinking about doing this, and he was kind of like, a lot of people are. He's like, why would you want to go for a pageant? Like, that's not really your thing. And it's not that at all anymore. And we can talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But I told them, like, how amazing of an opportunity this is, and kind of the networking and how involved in the community you get. And he was like, well, duh, you should go for it. So 10 p.m., I'm like frantically messaging my sponsor if she would be interested in doing it. And it basically came down to, I had a hard time myself, and I basically looked myself in the mirror and said, there are so many things in my life that I've wanted to do that I have talked myself out of because I felt I didn't deserve it, or that I wasn't good enough, or whatever the reason was. And then it went a step further, and I started thinking about the little girls in this community who wake up every day and are either told that they can't go for their dreams because they don't belong or whatever it is, they believe that themselves, those limiting beliefs. And so I told myself that I was going to run. I was going to run as myself and just be embrace who I am and not try to be anyone else. So I had to get a sponsor. So at 10 p.m., I was messaging the sponsor at the same time filling out my application.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think I was probably the last one to apply. I can say that confidently.
So fabulous. Eileen, your journey, you're studying at UW.
Yes.
And you have a business that you run. How and where did this idea even begin?
Ooh, do we have the whole day?
We could sit here the whole day and put on the shows, you know. We'll say we'll be back.
Yeah. So you are correct. I do go to the University of Waterloo. Love, love, love that school. And I study environmental engineering there. Mm-hmm. But where this idea came about, so Be Blended, which pretty much is a online platform that connects Black women with hairstylists that meet their hair care needs, all came about when I was on a co-op term. So a co-op term is pretty much an internship, and it's associated with my program. So in order for me to graduate, I do need to complete co-op. So I had a co-op term in Ottawa, and I was like, ooh, this is so fun, the capital of Canada, let me head out there. And one of my brothers lives there, so that's someone I knew.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is comfortable, I can go there. So I remember putting everything in line, like my accommodation, my transit, my employment, everything was in set. And I get there, and about a month down the line, I'm realizing, wait, I don't have a hairstylist. Okay, let me just find one somehow. So I Googled hair salons near me, and I just remember finding about 16 or 15 in a 2-kilometer radius. Okay. So I lived in downtown Ottawa. So you would expect a lot, which I did expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember walking into all these salons, so 15, 16 odd salons, and none of them could do my hair. And when I say do my hair, I mean, hi, can you do braids, or can you wash my hair in a certain way because it's really curly and you can't just throw shampoo and let it dry and there's
a
whole process.
That's what I would think a curly hair is, because I have that. All I do is throw a shampoo, conditioner, you're good to go, right?
Yeah, like there's a process and you have to be very gentle and use certain products. And unfortunately, all these hair salons just didn't know what to do. And some were a little hostile. Some were kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry, we just don't. No. So then I was even more distraught because I was like, okay, I'm in Ottawa and this is the Black female population is quite big here. Mm-hmm. So I was walking to and from work and I just remember seeing Black women with their hair done. So I was like, okay, somewhere they are getting their hair done somewhere.
There's a secret salon somewhere here.
Somewhere
right?
hidden that I just don't know about. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is I had to do the awkward, like, hi, like run up to them and tap them on the shoulder and say, hi, like, where do you get your hair done? And the story that I would get time and time again was, a friend of a friend of a sister of a sister of an aunt who's in a basement somewhere that you might not be able to reach right now. Okay. And that was the story repeated time after time. And I just remember thinking, wow, like there is this whole underground, not market per se, but there's this whole network of all these hairstylists that you wouldn't know if you were a new person who arrived for the first time. And and also through my church community there, they also said, oh, you can get your hair done here. And it's like a whole new tunnel or a whole new world.
Unknown world,
right? Yeah. So once I found that out, I said, okay, wait, hold on. It's 2017. So at the time when that happened, it was 2017. And I told myself, okay, it's 2017. There's technology out there, we can make this work. So so that's where that passion came from. Okay, we can solve this systemic problem, but I also love helping women. I have such a passion for just making them feel like they love, like who they are is good, like they're good enough. You can be involved, you can be included.
Absolutely.
And that's such something that my heart really thrives towards. So I said, okay, I can bridge the two together and make Be Blended, and that's where it kind of came from.
Wow, that's the story. So, and Sandra, you are also very passionate about doing stuff for women, for girls, young girls. This journey since being Miss Oktoberfest, because you are also a very passionate person about nutrition and, you know, organic food and stuff like that. So collaborate with each other. Like, how did that happen?
Absolutely. So my degree is in kinesiology with a minor in nutrition. So that is how that kind of passion ignited. Also, I just really love eating. So when I got crowned Miss Oktoberfest, in your application, you kind of include what your passions are and things that you're interested in and all of those things. So there definitely have been events that have linked nutrition and the role. For example, I got to speak at Nutrition for Learning, which is an organization that feeds children in schools who don't get fed breakfast, provide lunches for them. So I got to speak at that, which I was so humbled to do because I was like, what can I offer them? I need to learn from them. So that was very humbling. And I also helped not create the organization. The organization has been around for 25 years, but my friend and I volunteer in a garden that yields, everything we yield gets donated to an organization that feeds the homeless population of Cambridge. That they definitely have collided.
This garden is something you have created for yourself, or is it for public to use?
So it's for the organization. So we have two plots, and we have volunteers that help us kind of keep it going. But her and I deliver to the, everything we yield gets donated to the organization. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, people are fed, and it's about 150 to 200 every single day that
the amazing. Kitchen is open. That's amazing. That's really great.
And thinking about the fact that these people never get access to nutrient dense food, it's pretty amazing what we've been able to provide for them, and it's something that's so close to my heart. So
that's great. And Eileen, you have your own struggles with your hair and how the texture is, the care for it. So as a listener, and for me and Sandra to understand, what are those struggles? We don't know. Like, for me, a curly hair is a curly hair. I would just relate it to mine.
Yeah.
Or a straight hair is a straight hair. So what challenges do you face?
So something that I've learned, especially understanding how my hair is and what it's good for it, what is bad for it, is that there are so many different textures of hair. So typically hair ranges from straight all the way to kinky and curly, and my hair ranges in the 4C notion or the name of it, which is really, 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 really curly. So that's when you see afros. That is the type of texture it really is. And through that process, I realized, okay, as a Black woman myself, there are so many different things and so many different avenues I need to take when taking care of my hair. So I need to make sure it's really, really moisturized. So growing up and through the whole process, I realized that you have to find products from different stores. So unfortunately at Walmart, you can't really find a good variety of hair care products. I actually need to go to specific beauty supply stores. And that is quite hard to find in Kitchener-Waterloo as well. But there are a few popping up now. But through the process of caring for my hair, I realized, okay, it's not just a one thing fits all per se. It's more so, okay, you have to really care to the needs of your hair texture. And I would say, especially when it's as a viewer trying to understand, okay, what does this really mean? When I say do hair or, oh, I'd like to get my hair done, there are so many different avenues one can take. And this can range from braids or crochet or something we call weaves or extensions. And the list really does go on and on and on. And a lot of this, what this means is some of these are called protective hairstyles. So sometimes in winter, it's really dry air, right? And our hair needs to be moisturized. So we put it in quote unquote protective hairstyles, which would be braids or other forms of hairstyles. To make sure it doesn't get dry. So it's really hard to understand sometimes, but if you just Google it, honestly, you'd be surprised how many things you see.
So Sandra, your journey since being a part of it, your involvement in the community has been quite extensive and continues to be quite extensive. What has it taught you as a person? How has it changed you? Has it ever changed you?
Absolutely. It has definitely changed my life the past, because I think I would consider myself someone who has always been involved in the community, and that I've volunteered for many years and put myself out there from that perspective. But in terms of what being in the role of Miss Oktoberfest has provided, first of all, it has changed my complete opinion of this community. Not that it was negative in any way, but just like we were talking about before the show started, there are so many people with stories in this, mm-hmm. and I have had the absolute pleasure of listening to so many people's stories just in being in the role and seeing them in passing and going through kind of the festival of Oktoberfest, and then onward after as well. But I'm so proud to be from Kitchener-Waterloo. It really is. And it's crazy to see how, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be said in society today, negative things about what the world is going through, right? But I feel that Oktoberfest has shown me how a community can really come together. Mm-hmm. And they've embraced me as honestly a family member. So it's been really, really cool to see how KW comes together in that way.
And at times you do have that stigma or pressure to perform and be that ambassador for the community. So has that been something that you've had to battle with and struggle with?
That is such a good question. So in full honesty, yes. The first, and it wasn't anyone else that was putting the pressure on, it was fully myself. And so if there's one thing I had to choose that I'm grateful for, there are so many things. But personally, the thing that has affected my life the most is that this journey has taught me that, number one, you're not going to please everybody. You have to be true to who you are. And I've learned that over and over and over, because trying to be someone else doesn't work. It never works. It's not true to who you are, and it just doesn't feel right. So I think at the beginning of the role, I tried to be someone who I thought people wanted me to be, or who I thought I ought to be. Mm-hmm. And as the journey has kind of gone on, I've just tried to focus on stepping into who I am, and that is real and honest and not perfect in any way. I tell people all the time, and pretty much every interview I've ever done as Miss Oktoberfest, I want them to know that I'm just another member of this community, and mm-hmm. I make mistakes and I'm not perfect, and I just want you to come say hello, and I want to get to know you, and I want to hear your story. So it's been a huge personal development process for me, and that has to be one of the things I'm most grateful for.
And that's huge, right? Yeah. Because we often beat ourselves up. Oh my God, this is how it needs to be. Everything is textbook methods, and you don't have to be. You just have to be authentic, be yourself, be real. And that's what the world needs.
And I think as women too, we compare ourselves to other women so often. And for me, there was 49 other women before me, right, that I got the ability to look up to, but also I created this comparison game in my head. And the day I finally decided that I was just going to be myself and try and stop trying to be someone else was the day that I think I fully stepped into the role. So that could be a lesson for anyone, right? Not just someone who's Miss Oktoberfest or in an ambassador kind of public role.
Absolutely. And you have obviously read and known, you know, what the past has been. So do you think Oktoberfest today and a couple of years back, I wouldn't take you back all the way to the very first because it's 50 years back. Yeah. Do you find there's a huge acceptance of how things are done and a transition into accepting women the way we are and not stereotyping it in any other way?
100%. And it's been now for many years. I think it was, I should know this, but I think 2003 was the first year that Miss Oktoberfest was no longer a pageant. And ever since then, it's been an ambassador role. And it has nothing to do with your physical appearance. Mm-hmm. You go through an interview process, and there's 2 weeks of kind of professional development that builds the woman into the best version of herself. And so I think the thing that I love most about this role is that it is only available to women, because it gives us a platform to kind of showcase how amazing we are.
Mm-hmm. And Eileen, you are also very passionate about supporting women. Mm-hmm. And how has that played a role in your life? Mm. You've met, I'm sure, through this Be Blended, the platform that you've created, and it's taking off so well. A lot of women in the community or otherwise also are trying to reach out to you and say you're doing a fabulous job. It's helping us in some way or the other. Mm-hmm. How has that changed you?
Ooh, what a question.
Loaded.
Honestly, I feel like it's made me become a better woman, mm-hmm. because I feel similar to Sandra. You put this pressure on yourself because you're like, okay, no, I can do this, and I want to do this for myself, but also for others. Yeah. And this community of women that have been a part of Be Blended, they are so amazing, and they are so vulnerable to open up and share things with me. And I also take that step. So I would say I've become a lot more vulnerable, mm-hmm. a lot more open about my challenges, my struggles, my strengths, my triumphs, and just show them that it's okay. Like, you can be yourself. And if you find things that you don't like about yourself, there's potential to improve. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where we point out our flaws, but we don't condemn them. We say, okay, hold on. Let's make ourselves better women. And then also just having a place to not compare ourselves.
Yeah, because that's huge, yeah. right? That didn't look at posts, look at pictures, look at yeah. other things around us. And mm-hmm. first thing we do is compare.
Yeah, the first thing. And it's scary because we are all so different. So how can we be the same? And when I see that, it drives me even more to make everyone feel, okay, you're included. Mm-hmm. Love yourself. Like, be yourself. And just a flood of women have been coming in, and awesome. They're all so amazing, different personalities, different backgrounds, mm-hmm. Different fields of study, everything. And it's so lovely to prompt questions. So on the Be Blended Instagram, mm-hmm. each post we kind of prompt a question, like, oh, what do you love the most about yourself, or what gets you going, or how do you stay active? And there's floods of comments, mm-hmm. and it's so lovely to see all these women engaging, but then on top of that, they realize, oh, we're kind of the same in that way. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going on this journey to exercise more, me too. Or I want to change my nutrition diet, how do I do that? Mm-hmm. And it's not in a way of comparing. It really is in a way of, okay, we're building this community and solving our hair issues, but we also are instilling this love and inclusion in ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a journey for myself. So absolutely. So I'm the only girl in my family. So my mom is amazing, and she's been such a strong woman. Mm-hmm. And through that whole process, I realized, okay, I'm grateful to have my mother, and she's instilled so many values in me, and I'm grateful. So how do I instill this in the community, and how do I feed off of this as well? And just this whole, I just love women, honestly. Like, they're just so fun good. And amazing. Yeah.
And you, I'm sure, have gone through negative comments too, mm-hmm. right? Clearly, you haven't let them affect you.
Yeah.
But I'm sure at some point, you know, you thought, this is it.
Mm.
Be Blended can go, you know, to another mm-hmm. part of the world. I'm just going to get on with my university life and keep mm-hmm. going. Like, has that thought come through your head? Mm. Have you struggled with those issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a good question. So I would say early on, so before I even decided to make an Instagram, make a website, start pitching at competitions, I had this thought, okay, is Be Blended even necessary? Do I really need to outreach and make this platform a thing? And that would come from different avenues, especially being a student and being a full-time engineering mm-hmm. student. So shout out to Waterloo.
Yay.
So a lot of Waterloo students, particularly engineering students, will know how work intensive the work is. Mm-hmm. So even coming here today, there's a lineup of things I need to do. I don't want to think about that right now.
No, because we are having too much fun here.
So there's a lot of work involved in being an undergrad, especially engineering. And so I got a lot of discouragement in that. Like, how can you balance the two? How are you sure this is something? Maybe wait till you graduate. But the issue was so big and so prominent that I couldn't just fall asleep and not think about it. Mm-hmm. So I tried at times. I said, okay, maybe I don't need to do this. And when I would not think about it, I would think about it. And mm-hmm. I'd keep wanting to solve this problem. So that's when I realized that I have a passion for this and this community and fixing this systemic problem. But honestly, you just go with it. I just decide, okay, no, let me just pick myself up, go with it. If not now, then when? If mm-hmm. not who? If not me, then who?
So you talked yourself out of it too?
Yeah, like that. And really, so my faith backgrounds, I'm Christian, mm-hmm. and that is a huge prominent in part of my life. And through that process, I realized, okay, like, I can't just consult myself and my family. I really need to consult the Lord and understand, mm-hmm. is this a path that you want me to be on?
Mm-hmm.
And he's affirmed it time and time again, and there's so much provision in it, and all of the things align despite my uncomfortableness with the whole situation and how hard it is balancing a business and full-time school.
Mm-hmm. But that's a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Because you have assignments, you have a lot, and you got to keep up with everything that's going on with people ended. You manage time well then.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But even relationships and family, because mm-hmm. you have school, you have work, you have Be Blended. I have Be Blended, but you have relationships to keep up with. There are amazing friendships I have in my life, and I don't want to just make those stagnant because I'm too busy about school and Be Blended. So it's hard, but honestly, you just keep going through it, and I'm just grateful that the Lord has guided me in that whole area. Yeah.
And Sandra, same question to you: balancing these lives that you have with your commitments to your Miss Oktoberfest, how do you do it?
I don't. I have to say, probably that is the biggest struggle for me, because I don't want to say no to anything. I want to, and it goes a little bit further than just being a people pleaser. That is true as well. I want to be there for people if they need my help, and I want to help the community and all of those things. But also in this year, I have 1 year to be Miss Oktoberfest.
Yes. Right?
So I always joke with my handlers or people who help with my schedule that, have you ever had a Miss Oktoberfest who has like so quickly said yes to every single request for an appearance? Mm. Because I just want to be there for every possible moment that I can. Mm. And it's hard. Like, I won't lie, it is hard, just because I do have a full-time job and I have other things that I like to do as well. And I volunteer, and then, you know, Miss Oktoberfest events on top of that. So I think a lot of times, and one thing that I need to learn how to kind of push through or overcome, is when you get overwhelmed, what do you do? Like, do you come up with an action list? I'm not really sure. Sometimes I just take a nap. Like, I have a huge to-do list of things I need to do, but it's almost so overwhelming that I don't know where to start. So there definitely has been some overextension, and that has nothing to do with actually being in this role, because I did that even before I was. I've always kind of been busy. I like to keep myself busy instead of relaxing. Like, for example, baths. Does anybody actually like to do that? Like, when I'm sitting in the bathtub, I'm like, this is supposed to be good for me, but all I'm thinking about is all the other things I could be doing.
That's, you know, that's the hard part. And at least you realize that that's something you need to do. Take that break, take that time off, give yourself some time, some personal time, because we are in this rat race constantly. Yeah. And it's like, okay, my body is saying stop, but my mind is saying keep going.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And what's next after you're done? I'm interested in that part.
Yeah, that is hard for me as well. You're hitting me back to back with two hard questions. So I've been pretty open about this too, but it has been a struggle for me to think about the future, just because I don't want it to end. I want this to go on forever, you know? So 3 months left or 2 months left, whatever there is. And I of course want someone else to experience what I have experienced. But for me, I think when you're kind of on this huge high in life, like a huge highlight, it's so difficult not to associate your identity with that. So I am currently navigating through what that means for me. So I know that this isn't the end for Sandra, and I know that Miss Oktoberfest is just one title or one hat of many that I will wear through my life. And I know that good, just as good, if not better, things will happen. But it's very difficult right now for me to kind of see like what those things will be, just because I'm trying so hard to savor every single moment of this, because I love it so much.
And I think applications and stuff, the process is starting soon.
Oh, it's already started.
It's already started. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Applications for anyone who's listening who is between the ages of 19 and 28 have opened. They've been open for about a month. So yeah, that was kind of like, oh, this is real. This is ending. This is going to end at some point in my life.
Your volunteer work that you do, what happens after summer? What happens to the garden? What happens to the community that you're serving?
So that's a great question. So the organization runs all year round. So at 52 weeks a year, they serve 3 times a week. The garden obviously can only run in the summer.
Yeah.
So what we can will freeze if they haven't used anything. Although I will say, this is our 3rd year with the garden. The organization has been around for 25 years. We've never had enough stuff to freeze. They've always used it up because they're not used to getting fresh vegetables and herbs. So what happens is it's a 100% donation-based organization. So they get donations, either monetary or physical food, that they use. And it's, I, I feel so bad for the chefs there, because it's like they literally show up and open the fridge and have to make something of essentially nothing sometimes, right? So yeah, it's the organization is called Trinity Community Table. Mm-hmm. And go check it out if you're listening. It's an amazing organization, and people need to eat, and I don't think we know that in this community.
Mm-hmm. Because there's not much information about it. Yeah. Right. And can there be volunteers?
Absolutely. So there are a lot of volunteers in the kitchen. However, we are always looking for more volunteers, and the demographic is quite skewed. So we're always looking for people of different demographics age-wise. Mm-hmm. But in the garden, we could use a ton of help. So essentially, my friend Shauna and I were the only two who started doing it for 2 years. It was her and I, and then we had one more volunteer who wasn't regular. Mm-hmm. Now we just signed one more. So there's literally 4 volunteers up there, and we could very well do with probably 20.
And that's in KW.
It's in Cambridge.
Garden. Okay.
The garden is actually in Blair.
Okay.
It's stunning. It's the most beautiful. It overlooks the whole city of Cambridge.
So, oh.
Yeah, it's very, very therapeutic.
So that mm-hmm. will continue on after your Miss Oktoberfest tile goes
up. Yes, okay. Absolutely. This is my 3rd year of doing it. So okay. before I even knew
any of it.
Yeah, before Miss Oktoberfest was even a blip on my radar, mm-hmm. I was already involved. I helped launch the actual garden portion of this. So Trinity Community Table, as I mentioned, has been around for, I think, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And Shauna and I kind of initiated she thought of the idea, and I kind of helped with putting it together with her. So she's amazing too.
And how your family support should have been huge through this whole journey, because it's not only
they're
you going
so
through.
Hello.
So yeah, how has that played a part, because you didn't tell anyone when you applied.
Yes.
So when they found out.
So I didn't tell anyone until after I already applied.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like my mom and brother, weren't even able to come to the gala where I got crowned because I told them so late. They had other plans. So they've been awesome. Like my mom, I live with my mom, so she always told me that she saw kind of like the 2 weeks leading up to the crowning of that professional development. She saw I was just a different kind of happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, of course, was so excited too. He came to the gala and like every time he sees me in the crown or I have like a radio show or something, he's always been supportive. And with tennis too, he's always been supportive. So, my brother, of course, loved partaking in Oktoberfest.
Oh, nice. The parade?
No, the Concordia fun.
The actual fest.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a great time.
So family support does play a huge role in how you can de-stress yourself if you need to talk to somebody and vent it out, right? Again, Eileen, you also tapped on that your mom's been a huge inspiration for you and a support. So anytime something goes wrong, you know who you can go and talk to and vent it out. And that does get things off your shoulder.
Yeah, and I'd love to also give my dad so much credit because he's also been, honestly, both my parents are amazing. And they're both such hard workers. Mm-hmm. They work so hard and they are able to make money stretch like kilometers. And both of them have been so supportive of just making sure I'm never lacking. Mm-hmm. So whether it be going to camp when I'm young or going to playing on sports teams or going on trips school trips or even just opening up my eyes to see what's out there. They've been so, so supportive. And I also have 2 older brothers and they're also so supportive. And it's just my family has been really, really supporting me through this whole process. And they're actually listening right now. So shout out to you all. Yeah. And also my friends. So over the year, I've gained so many lovely friends. Mm-hmm. And they have just been supporting me time and time again, especially picking me up when I doubt myself. And I think that's so important.
And we do that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. We doubt ourselves every step of the way.
Yeah. But then you really have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when there's no mirror, your friends are your mirror. Mm-hmm. And your family are your mirror. And they tell you, no, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And just especially how busy life gets and how crazy this world can be sometimes, you need that support system to carry you through. And I've just been so grateful. Yeah.
And how does this online platform work?
Yeah, so what it is pretty much you can, the clients themselves, or me, if I want to find a hairstylist, I would go on beblended.ca. Right now it's not completely finished. We just have our landing page. But you would go on, you type your city, and you would locate all the hairstylists in your city. So then you can view their profiles and understand, okay, what are the recommendations like? Do people like them? Are they already established? You can book them, which is nice. So it can already be in your calendar, and then you can also pay on the platform or in person depending on what your needs are. So then on the other side, the stylists have this whole client base waiting for them, an online appointment booking system for them, and then also all their transactions are tracked, so they don't have to worry about the pen and paper of writing down appointments and receiving money and trying to do all their accounting themselves. It's more so we take care of the logistics while they perfect their craft. So it's pretty much, think of like an Airbnb, but for hair.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah.
And Sandra, if people need to understand how to get involved and how to be a part of, I know the Oktoberfest part, they have their own website, but to get in touch with you in terms of volunteering for the garden and other details, where do people find that information?
So two options. So the best one I would say is probably just contact me or follow me on social media directly. So it's just Sandra Dynka, D-Y-N-K-A on Instagram, because I'm quite active on there. We do have a social media page for Trinity Community Table, and you can look that up pretty easily, but that one we're not as regular with.
So okay. And
stall.
But you also, in your posts, like, you talk a lot about taking care of yourself, your skincare, and but
I just love, I love natural everything. I like looking at life from a holistic point of view, and that's not to say that I'm against the medical world by any means, but I love the synergy. So when there's a need, I like to kind of attack it from a holistic or a natural point of view first, and that includes skincare, hair care, makeup, everything. So yeah, my social media is almost like a lifestyle page. I like to talk a lot about food and products, but also I just love to empower and encourage people. So okay, I found the other one. So mine is Sandra Dynka, and then the other one is T Community Table on social media. So, and you can follow both of us on Facebook as well and get in touch with us directly. So we would love volunteers.
And can kids get involved in this? Because
absolutely. So we actually have had several high school kids who have done some of their volunteer hours with us. We obviously would go up with them or have their parent go up with them as well. And there's information and forms that they have to fill out to do that.
Because I love it when kids get their hands dirty.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, take your shoes off, walk in the garden.
So necessary.
Yep. No, that's amazing. So we've definitely had high school students do some work up there.
So what would you tell young girls and women out there who are trying to reach for the stars and dream away? What's your words that you would tell them?
Oh man, we could have spent the whole session on this. I think the first thing I would say is that we have all been there. We have all doubted ourselves. Every single one of us has had some hurdles to overcome along the way. Every single person you see, whether they're successful in your eyes or not, we all have a story and things that we've had to kind of face. That's the first thing. The second thing is that fear is what holds most people back. So there's not necessarily, in my opinion, like a formula to overcome that. It's almost just you have to take one step in faith. And then it's like a snowball effect. You'll get things going. So in terms of women, though, like I said, that's why I ran for Miss Oktoberfest, is for the little girls in the community who don't believe that they are worthy of their dreams. And I hope that we can be kind of a representation of the fact that all sorts of people are needed to make this world beautiful, you know? So there's not a specific mold that you have to fit into. Everyone has a story, and there's a place at the table for every single one of us. There's no limited space for success or for your dreams or for who gets to accomplish their dreams.
Yeah. And Eileen, back to you as well.
Yeah.
What would you tell people who are looking up to you as well and said, okay, she's still studying, but she's also got this business. Mm-hmm. She didn't give up, and you're managing both, and mm-hmm. like Sandra's managing multiple things.
Yeah.
What would you tell young girls and women?
I would say don't be afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to fail, but it's how you pick yourself back up after the, mm-hmm. afterwards.
Yeah.
And yeah, and even if you want to go somewhere and you see that place doesn't have people that look like you or talk like you or have the same mentality as you, go there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like make that path, make the way, and don't think that you're not good enough. Really instill that you are confident, that you know exactly what you're doing. Sometimes, like, fake it till you make it, but...
My life motto, hello.
But really, really just tell yourself that you can do this, and failure will come. So mm-hmm. don't think that it's all going to be success. Rainbows and yeah. butterflies. That failure will come, mm-hmm. and you'll just have to continue being passionate about what you're passionate about.
Because people even hesitate talking about failures,
yes.
right?
It's
this
so
is true.
I heard yeah. a quote one time, actually, that's really good. And it said, if you're not failing, are you really trying?
Mm,
so
love
true,
it.
Right?
Love it.
Yeah. Right? Like, it's almost like a, ooh, that hurts, but it's so true.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It is. And we all, often, we question, oh, how are people going to judge us if
yeah.
we've... Mm-hmm. If we speak about failures, mm-hmm. am I going to even be able to climb that ladder,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and so. I would say rip off the Band-Aid and just talk about it, because you'd be very surprised how when you become vulnerable yourself, that opens like a floodgate of yeah. people now talking about, oh, you failed in this, me too, me three, me four.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build a community around this, and you also understand each other's struggles so you can build up together. So I think that's really important as well.
So good having you both here, and it's been such fun and pleasure chatting with you, Sandra and Eileen, and you both are doing some amazing work in this community and inspiring so many people, not just women, men, kids, everybody. And you've shed light on, you know, the struggles you've had yourselves and what it takes to wake up every morning and say, I'm going to do this no
yeah.
matter what. So wishing you both the very best.
Thank you.
It's been such pleasure having you both. And yeah, we hope to see more. You know, we're going to let our listeners kind of follow both your feeds and posts and on Facebook and keep a track of where things are. And if people need to reach you, Eileen, for your Be Blended, they just go up. Where can people sign up?
Yeah, so they can sign up on www.beblended.ca. So that's BEBLENDED. And you can also check out our Instagram, which is BeBlended.inc. And our Facebook, so BeBlended.inc as well. And then you can also just find Google us, and you'll find a lot more information and articles and stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank question.
Yes.
Eileen, are you going to run for Miss Oktoberfest
2019? Oh, my.
No pressure, right?
What a question, Sandra. I don't know. I actually wasn't aware of it that much.
Yay.
I knew about Oktoberfest, but not the fact that there was a Miss Oktoberfest.
An ambassador role, yeah.
There is. So yes, I might look into it. I might ask you about any advice you may give me. But that might be a list added to what I'm already doing. But I'll
take
a look.
You got time. You got time, because between the ages of 19 and 28, so you got some time.
All right, that
and
is nice.
When does that application close?
So if it's like last year, the beginning of September, I think.
Okay, so you still have time, Eileen.
You can look up everything on the Oktoberfest website.
Okay,
that's awesome. And both of you are going to, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, and we'll keep our listeners posted and see where things go. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
It was.
It was.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. It feels the same when she calls your name.